Talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you this morning. This is Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. It's good to be with you all on a Thanksgiving morning. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you. God bless you.
And bless you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you because you hear me.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so much, Lord. Have an audience with you. And may I say to you, morning, happy Thanksgiving to you. We give you the thanks and the praise. We're aware that you are the one who has caused all of the blessings to come into our lives. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We give you the glory and all the adoration and all of the thanks.
Yes, Lord.
Not only do we thank you on Thanksgiving Day, but Lord, every day we're trying to get you at least 2 billion praises collectively throughout the world. People from Africa, Asia, India, Afghanistan, Philippines, Haiti, everywhere.
Glory,
Korea, everywhere, Lord. Even in America, we're thanking you for your goodness
you.
And kindness.
Thank you.
We don't have to be here.
God,
you don't have to
yes,
bless us. Bless us. You are busy, and we don't take you for granted. We give you the glory and all the adoration.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
All the praise. But we just we ask you to bless us today. Prayer line. Those who got up on Thanksgiving morning to give you thanks and praise. You deserve it. You deserve all the adoration, all the glory, all of the praise. We give it all to you.
Thank you.
You've done great and glorious miracles.
Good things, yes, Lord.
We just love you, Lord. Have your way today in our souls.
Have your
way
in our
minds. Oh, we do exalt you. We do exalt you, Lord. And we thank you for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
May this day be a wonderful day, Lord, for you. We're concerned about you first. And Lord, bountifully help us.
Oh, God, man, together
one little. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for healing, healing, healing everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
Healing minds, bodies, of sickness and pains and diseases. For healing broken hearts. For healing, Lord, in every aspect. We thank you. And we praise you for everything.
Glory,
name, we pray and ask it all for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Thank God, amen and amen and amen. We say good morning, Lord. God, I know you're there.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning. Let's try that again.
Good morning, Lord.
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 Oh, God. And let's get a praise check here. Where's your praise level? That means every one of you all ought to have a praise in every area code.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise check.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you.
to join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the conference.
Morning, oh God, that you woke us up all in our right mind. Oh God, we thank you. Thank
to join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the conference.
For all that you've done. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thanks to Jesus.
To join the subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the conference.
Thank you, God.
Lord God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's it. This is Thanksgiving. Give it to him. This is Thanksgiving.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the conference.
Thank you, Lord.
To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return.
Good morning to you. Amen.
Good
morning to you and to you and to you. God is so good, so kind.
Yes.
And we just pray. My God, my God. Well, it's a wonderful day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, God, bless me.
Another Thanksgiving. Yeah. Another Thanksgiving. God bless all of you, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you. God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. I can say I got one today. Thank you so much. Amen. I want to go to Thanksgiving Day. I just want to make it simple today. Very simple. I want y'all. I believe last year I gave y'all 100 reasons why you ought to thank him.
Yeah.
100 reasons. I believe I remember that. And I just want to open up the line up And will you tell us today, just give us at least one or two reasons why you're thankful today. Amen. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for his grace and mercy. But there's so many other things I can say. I gave you 100 last year, but I want y'all to come today. Tell me why you're thankful. This is the Wisdom Seminar. Why do you, or why should you be thankful? We are living in a day when so many people are so ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
I told y'all some time ago, I'm getting away from selfish people. They always think about themselves all the time.
That's right.
Anybody else. People got up this morning and didn't think about God on Thanksgiving Day. They just thought about themselves. And why? Tell us why you ought to be grateful for what God has done for you. This is the Wisdom Seminar. People listening from all over the world want to go and get our station identification first, and then we'll come back to this. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? Give us our station identification. The line is open to you.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning. We do send shouts out this, today and then to our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Johnson. We thank God, amen, for him. We thank God for, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty, who is his wife as well as our First Lady on this line. Thank God for Mother Adelaide Johnson, mother to the nation. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Ambassador, and on right. We thank God for Dr. Zalek, all of the bishops, to all of the other broadcasters, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. May God bless each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here live and excited, broadcasting here at the live studio, Blog Talk Radio, NTA.com. We can be reached by calling in 347-934-0207. Glory, as you know, we are the world's largest social network in the world, and it says, whatever way you access the internet or the World Wide Web, you can also access that. You can be heard through by iTunes and all of the other Facebook, Twitter. We are so grateful. We are demanded by international chief doing an excellent job broadcasting messages around the world. We're being heard in over 90 million listeners, and we give God the praise. And thank God. Keep on doing what you're doing. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you very much. That's Ambassador Hagen. We appreciate all that you've done on this prayer line. Thank you so much. All right. Do give honor to everybody today. Everybody. Must thank God for our First Lady, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. To my mother, Mother Adelaide Johnson. They've been with all the way. Thank God for it. And to all the ambassadors and ambassadors elect, thank God for you, all of our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. I'm just thanking those who've been there for me. Amen. Thank you so much, every one of you. We love you. We appreciate you. And come to you humbly. As a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess, we praise God for you. I know that there are many leaders on the line, and I want to just thank you. So you don't have to be here. Some people think that people have to be there. No, they don't have to be there. And we do praise God for those who are there. We give thanksgiving to those who have been there for us and been there for this blog line. We do recognize you and thank all of you for all of your kindness and all of your compassion. We love you. Really do love you. I know you name by name, and I appreciate you. May I say thank you on Thanksgiving Day for all the times you joined us on this prayer line and all the times you pushed to get up when I know you were sleepy. God thanks you. Now, you think it doesn't mean anything to God? Yes, it does. It means a lot. I want to thank you for all the times that you've held my arms up and been there through the storm and through the rain. People think that the leader never gets tired. Yes, he does. But there have been people who've held my arms up when I've been tired. And thank you for not being selfish. I appreciate it. Thank you for acknowledging all the miracles that God has given to you on this prayer line. For every time you told him thank you, it has been a blessing and edified my soul. Every time you've acknowledged the miracles, that has edified my soul. Even the times that your chief ambassador has prayed for you and you acknowledge what God has done, it made my faith leap to another level because I knew God was answering prayer. I prayed for some and they've taken it for granted. Yeah, I prayed for some and they never acknowledged that God had done something for them. But thank you for the encouragement that you've given. Even when I've preached on the line, and many of you have been there to encourage me, thank you so much for that. Thank you for all the monies that you have sent, amen, to help this ministry. Amen. We've had some, and we don't, let's just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the times that you've encouraged my wife, because when you've encouraged, you have encouraged me. And thank you for the times that you've encouraged my mother, for that has encouraged me. So much encouragement in little ways that you all have given to me.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know that I say much obliged, and I appreciate it. May you be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. But not only do I receive your encouragement, but I want you to know that I'm praying for you, that your home would be blessed, that your even the car you drive would be blessed. When you travel, you would be blessed. When you return home, your home would be blessed. And that thieves and robbers and rapists and molesters would be away from your doorstep. That you would bountifully be protected by the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the spirit realm. I'm asking God to spray the anointing all around every one of your houses. Yeah. Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Appreciate everything, not only that God has done for us, we appreciate everything that the people have done for us. Realizing again, I say this, that people don't have to be kind to you. They don't have to be kind. I realize that, and I do appreciate everything. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I'm giving it back to you. Every person who wants to come into this wisdom seminar, we can take about eight people, maybe nine people. Tell us why you are grateful this morning. The line is open.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone. Thank you to the world, this Ambassador Pfeiffer, and thank you so much for this opportunity just to say thank you to the people of God. And just listening to how you allowing us the opportunity to thank God for different things. I'm giving thanks this morning for being saved. I'm giving thanks for being alive. I'm thanking God for every single person on this line that has sent up a prayer request for me. There's been times that the people on the line would send up a prayer request for me, but I wouldn't think to do it myself many times. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Just so thankful to be part of this worldwide prayer line this morning. And I'm also thanking God to have some of my family here with me this morning, all the way from Tennessee. And I am praising God to the highest for what he has already done for me, because I found out that can't nobody do you like Jesus. God bless you. I love every one of you. Thank God for even the list that we made at the beginning of the year. All those things I believe I have marked off. So I'm thanking God for that. So continue to keep me in your prayers. I love you, and there is nothing you can do about it.
God bless you. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lady Betty.
Good morning to everyone. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I am so thankful that God has allowed me a chance, another chance, to praise him. I thank God for each and every one of you on the prayer line this morning. I am just thankful this morning. When I woke up this morning, I didn't even have to awake with the alarm. So I'm just thankful that God has given me the strength to get up and do what I need to do this morning. And so thankful for my husband, Chief Ambassador, and my mother, Mother Johnson. God bless everyone.
And thank you for that, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. All right, Mother Johnson, I hear your voice.
This morning, yes, God bless you. I'm wide awake this morning. Thank you, Lord. I give honor to God, please, Dr. Johnson, and to all of you on the prayer line. God has blessed me again to see another day that I have never seen before. Thank God for a wonderful night of rest. Woke me up on time for the prayer, and I'm just happy and glad. What the Lord is still doing. He's blessing me every day. And I thank God for another day. This is Thanksgiving morning, and I'm glad to know that the Lord awakened me on Thanksgiving morning. And I praise and magnify the Lord for Jesus and for his cleansing in my soul right now. Thank him because I'm saved, sanctified, and filled. And filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost. And pray for Mother Johnson because I'm on my way. And I thank God. I love every one of you from the least to the greatest and the greatest to the least. So pray for me that God get the glory out of my life. God bless you. Bless you.
Mother Johnson, I'm going to open up the praise reports this morning. You gave me one, I think, asking you to go ahead and share your praise report right now.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, I got a call on yesterday from my daughter in Texas. And she said, Mama, I want you to know that Thomas made his parole.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He made the parole.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was just so elated. And I thought, well, he'll be coming home tomorrow or next day. But they're going to hold him until, I believe, March, 1st of March. But anyway, he said they'll have him on SSI to see if he's going to really be able to make a stand. But they've already pulled his name, and he's made his parole. So
and
I thank God for all your prayers all over the world.
Better than they ever seen in his life, and the other one they think that it'll be all right also.
so we can give God praises.
Praise the Lord
for him, and I praise the Lord for the prayer line.
Thank God for you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Here's a man who was blind, and God opened his eyes. He can see. What y'all going to say on Thanksgiving morning?
Johnson and to the whole prayer line, to all the ambassadors, to everybody. I say this is Mother Digby. I have so much to be thankful for. The Lord has been so good to me. Most of all, I thank him for salvation, for how the Lord came in and saved me and delivered me from sin and shame. And I just praise the Lord. I have so much to be thankful for. I want to say I went to do some business the other day and to close a deal and how the Lord blessed me to have enough to do what I had to do and to get money back. The Lord is just doing so many great things, and I thank him for what the Lord has done in my son's life. My son Kenneth, I've had him on the prayer line so many times, and God is blessing. He had, when he was 17, he had an aneurysm, and God blessed him for, and now he's 59, but in 07, he had a stroke and a heart attack and different things, And then he couldn't talk. He couldn't speak in sentences. He could just, but I want to say, and he couldn't read. And but on last Sunday, in Sunday school, he had the scripture, and he was able to read. And I just praise the Lord. The Lord is so good. And he's just done so many wonderful things in my life. I can't tell it all, but I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for Dr. Justin, for everybody on the prayer line. Thank God.
Thank you so much, Brother Dixon. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Sister Peterson.
Good morning. Good
honor to God, and thank God for Dr. Johnson and the whole prayer line. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for letting me see another Thanksgiving. Thank God for letting my children come home safe. I thank God for so many things. He has done so much for us. I thank God for asking prayer. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God because, thank you, nobody knows what God has brought me through. I don't be on the prayer line sin, but God is good. He's been so good to me. He brought me so many things he brought me through. And nobody could do but God. And I thank God for Mother Johnson. I'm so happy for you, Mother Johnson. I've been praying for your prayer to be answered for your grandchild. I thank God for you. I thank God for all your prayer. I don't be on the prayer like you're trying to say. And thanking God and talking about what God, what I do, what I pray. But I thank God he's a prayer answering God. He's continuing to answer prayer. He will answer prayer. As long as you trust in him, you put your faith in him, he will deliver. I thank God this morning. And thank God for everyone to have a Thanksgiving today and be happy with your family. God bless.
God bless you and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Sounds so much better.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I got to move this morning and get a little time here to get any prayer requests and pray for anybody who needs prayer on Thanksgiving morning. Wait a minute. Oh, my
God. Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Sister Castile here in Minnesota. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you.
And all the prayer warriors on the prayer line. I am so thankful, real briefly here. I'm just thankful to God for all he has done, so many things, healings and jobs and reconciliations of family and finances and IRS problems. I'm just so thankful to God for how he has dismissed, how he has overlooked, how he has just gave me permission to go on. I thank and praise God all the time for salvation. And my testimony is always that I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. His love lifted me, and I thank God this morning for his love. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, happy day.
Wonderful, and thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you. The Lord just rearranged things. He said, son, let them praise me. This is Thanksgiving morning. He said, I'll take care of the rest. Man, he hears your special prayer request, and God's got you. This is Thanksgiving. Let's praise him. Anybody else have a praise?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Charlotte Gray. Good morning, Ambassador Johnson. I just thank God for everything. I've been so blessed by these wisdom seminars all week, all year. I thank God because you know what? These wisdom seminars are exactly what you're saying, Ambassador Johnson. They prepare you for what you're going to endure, what you're going to go through. I look back to the beginning of 2014. As I lift my hand, even this morning, I just thank God because I said, Lord, I caught it. The first time when that wisdom seminar went on about rejection, it's for our protection. I took it everywhere I went. I explained it. People were like, Charlotte, you're just peculiar. I don't know how you look at things that way. But for the Holy Ghost, I've been in class for the Holy Ghost, and from the beginning of the year, laid off garnishment, children, husband. I said, God, I am still here. That old song, Albertina Walker sang, I'm still here. My voice has been under attack 2-3 months. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because I know that you got our best interest. You got our back. You got our back, God, and I just want to lift my hand to you before Thanksgiving, God. I'm just thanking you 1,000 times, telling you how much I love you, and I owe you my life, God. I owe you my life. All my kids going to be saved, every single last one of them. I'm thanking you, Lord, for what you're doing for the Gray family, Prophet Stiff. I love you, girl. Have a wonderful day. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank God for you.
Double for your trouble. Like you've always told me, double. Double, double, double. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have a good day, y'all.
We can tell the Lord is working on your throat. We can tell your throat is getting better. Father, we ask you, put the oil of the anointing all on her throat and drive out every enemy of affliction and completely clear it up and let her have a clear voice. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Sister Charlotte, take a little oil.
Amen.
Put it on your throat. If you could, put some in some water and drink it. Amen. A little blessed oil. Amen. And drink it in the name of Jesus. All right, somebody else.
This is Sister Christopher, area code 901. I'm just thanking and praising God on this morning for this beautiful Thanksgiving day. Like Sister Shower, this has been an unusual year for me, especially with employment. But I am so thankful to God because he's shown me things and he's done things for me that no other human being can do. And I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful, and I'm so thankful for this Thanksgiving day.
God bless you. All right, someone else.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Sister Gina, and I just want to thank God for another day that he has allowed us, another national day of Thanksgiving, because we know that every morning we come on this line is a Thanksgiving day for us. Our Chief Ambassador, give us the opportunity to just tell God thank you. I cannot begin to tell everything that I'm thankful for the Lord for this morning, but just to name a few, I thank God for my life this morning. I thank God for my health. I thank God for even at my age, he gave me the opportunity to start all over again, and he has continuously blessed me. He's continuously blessing me. I thank God for Mother Johnson's testimony about her grandson that's coming out of jail. I thank God because he's opening up jailhouse doors, even though those that are out here, they're trying to kill him and do other things to him. But I thank God that he's opening up the doors for some young men that have been through things, that have the time to sit back and think of how the Lord has blessed them.
Yes,
those that have life